This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at a range of problems that are besetting the United States of America. Some of them are economic, but some of them are deeper than that. We have a gigantic problem with education. And yes, the problem was made worse by school shutdowns and the attempts at long-distance education, virtual education, electronic education. It doesn't replace the classroom. In fact, it's contributed greatly to a rise in school violence. We'll be speaking with Ben Chapman of the Wall Street Journal a little bit later this hour about what some schools are doing about it. Because there are not just the normal troubled schools, some in city cores and inner city schools and schools that always have had behavioral problems, but in some elite schools, suburban schools, schools that have one high school where 99% of the students in the school actually graduate and go on to college. And what's going wrong there in a high school called Southwood? We will get to that and much more with Ben Chapman coming up. But it's not just what's going on in terms of the violence in the schools. It's in terms of what the kids are learning or not learning. One of the things that I have yet to hear any political leader answer effectively or directly is, why is it that the United States of America, which is, after all, one of the richest countries in the world, and in terms of the total volume of our economy, we are by far the richest country in the world. No, China isn't close. And why do we have an educational system when we spend more per student by far than any other nation? Why does all that spending amount to educational results that are not the best in the world? What is wrong with American students and wrong with the American education system? That's something else that we have to address. And then we have a problem of crime. There was a big piece today in the New York Times, and they're looking forward to the upcoming race for mayor of L.A. The mayor of L.A., like a lot of mayors and governors across the country, has term limits. And Mayor Garcetti has been term limited. He's going to be going off as U.S. ambassador to India. He's been appointed by President Biden. He might even do that and leave early. But even if he doesn't leave early, they have the election for mayor of Los Angeles next time, and basically all the experts are looking at this and saying, hold on, there really is only one issue on the ballot. And 9 out of 10 people in the most recent polls in the city of Los Angeles believe that homelessness is a top problem. And that clearly is. You cannot visit L.A. for a moment without seeing the population of hopeless people on the streets, and of course it contributes to the crime rate. And of course, many, many, many of the people living in these encampments and living on sidewalks and occupying Skid Row and pushing up the crime rate with smash and grab attacks and other criminal activity, they're many of them habitual offenders. And many of them are deeply troubled by mental health issues, which also lead to criminal behavior. And then there's the old-fashioned measures of crime, the skyrocketing murder rate, the rate of theft of every kind. It's a disaster. And these issues of crime and education are issues that hit everybody. Nobody's immune from it. You can't isolate yourself from it. It's right there. And it's something that needs attention. And then, of course, there There is the political ramifications of all of this. There's a piece, and it's a good piece, by Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns. And the headline is, Democrats are fully behind Biden, but there's no consensus on a plan B. And they have gone out and talked to a lot of leading and prominent Democrats who people have discussed as potential presidential candidates. And they've discussed that, given the fact that despite the fact that Biden says he's running again, and he said it repeatedly, he is planning to run for re-election. And despite the fact that everybody in the party, there's no one who has said, no, I'm not going to support Joe Biden for re-election. Joe Biden's our man. There's a great deal of fear about the fact that he will be 82 when that next race reaches its conclusion. He's 79 now. He's the oldest man ever to be inaugurated for a term as president. And obviously, there are occasions where he's showing his age. There's that problem, and then there's the problem of the disastrous approval ratings and people not getting behind Biden, and people are looking now seriously at the possibility that there will be no budget-busting Build Back Better bill, that it won't happen, that inflation will get the better of us, that we may even have a kind of stagflation that we had in the Carter era when the Federal Reserve inevitably starts raising interest rates again. And so what they run through here in this New York Times piece is talking to a bunch of other Democrats who people have talked about as potential presidential candidates. They start with Roy Cooper, who is not a big celebrity anywhere except in his home state of North Carolina. And they make the point that in both of the last elections where Donald Trump was a candidate, he carried North Carolina in 2016. He carried North Carolina again in 2020. And both those years, Governor Cooper was on the ballot, and he carried the state. And he's a Democrat. And he's a Democrat who heroically, and apparently they say this in the New York Times, he stood up against the bathroom bill. There was a big fight in North Carolina where they were going to get boycotted everywhere because they wanted to limit male bathrooms to males and female bathrooms to females. And at the same time that you have a gender-neutral bathroom where both genders can actually choose to go. In any event, he vetoed that. He ultimately, he won its repeal. Yay! Isn't that heroic? With Mr. Biden facing plunging poll numbers and turning 82 the month he'd be sworn in, the month he'd be on the ballot, and with Vice President Kamala Harris plagued by flagging poll numbers of her own, conservatives' conversations about possible alternatives are beginning far earlier than is customary for a president still in his first year of his first term. None of the prospects would dare openly indicate interest for fear of offending both the president, who White House officials say has made it clear that he plans to run for re-election, and a history-making vice president who could be his heir apparent. No president since Lyndon Johnson in 1968 has opted not to seek re-election. And even presidents who've had a very tough first term, like Jimmy Carter, sought re-election. They don't all win it, but they all seek it. So what they're saying is that this is basically for a long shot kind of thing. Still, a nexus of anxious currents in the Democratic Party has stoked speculation about a possible contested primary in 2 years. One of the concerns about Mr. Biden's age and present unpopularity, there's an overarching fear among Democrats of a possibility of a Trump comeback. So what does that mean? And what do we do about education and classroom discipline and order breaking down? That coming up on the MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Just a headline today, students hold walkout at Staten Island High School. This is New York City, of course. They will stage a walkout due to violence, not due to some kind of political issue, just due to the fact that they can't go to school safely. Somebody who has written about this extremely well, he's spoken to people at high schools across the country, is Ben Chapman, who's an award-winning education journalist for the Wall Street Journal. Previously, he had covered criminal justice for the Greater New York section and had reported on education for the New York Daily News. Ben, thank you for joining us on the show, and thank you for your piece on the wave of student misbehavior that you're writing about in the journal. Now, to make it clear, having read this article, the kind of misbehavior you're talking about is not throwing bubble gum on the floor, as bad as that might be. It's not littering, as bad as that might be. It's more serious. What's the best example to get people focused on what we're facing in high schools and middle schools, which you write about also today?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And basically, the lead example that I seized on in my reporting was a series of incidents that occurred at Southwood High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. And basically what happened was for 3 days in September, the school experienced these sort of massive brawls like that they'd never seen before. There were dozens of students involved in these fights, and it was three continuous days of fighting in a row. And over this time period, 23 students were arrested and expelled. And this is a school with a 99% graduation rate. It's got a good Cowboys football team. It has a biotech program, and it's located on a former cattle ranch in a beautiful location. And everybody there was caught off guard by what happened, and they said they'd never seen anything like it before. And this, to me, was an extreme example of things that schools across the country are experiencing. In all the schools, we aren't talking about two dozen kids getting arrested and expelled, but we are seeing a range of misbehaviors among the student populations that range from minor things to serious things, with a fair number of serious things. There's an organization called the Association of School Resource Officers, and those are law enforcement officers who are stationed at schools, and they are reporting a rise in gun-related incidents in schools as well. Additionally, entities that track shootings at schools report a higher number of school shootings in the calendar year for 2021 versus any of the previous years dating back to 1970. So, you know, that's sort of the scale and scope of the problem. This is an issue that is occurring at schools, you know, across the country, from Staten Island to California to Peoria. Not all these places are seeing violent outbreaks, but they're all struggling with various levels of student misbehavior and issues with kids feeling safe and secure in their schools.
Now, I saw that one of the schools that you write about in your piece, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, under the headline, Schools Confront a Wave of Student Misbehavior Driven by Months of Remote Learning. One of the schools you talk about is trying an experiment with mental health days, where kids would take mental health days off from school. How would that work?
Well, the way that that works is, you know, public schools typically have like a minimum number of instructional days that they have to provide per year for the state to fund them. So as long as they have the number, as long as they hit the number, then they're fine. In New York, the number's been something around 180 days a year. So the way that the mental health days work is they cancel class on that day. They may provide some remote lessons. They may not. They may provide some sort of supervision. They may not. But typically, it's a scheduled closure day. where students and staff are meant to get a little extra break from school.
Is there any mental health counseling or programming that they spend just time off?
You know, that would vary from example to example. Big picture-wise, schools are focusing on mental health this year in a way that they never have before. There's an increased focus on it. And, you know, so schools are doing things like hiring more counselors, putting in helplines where students can call about problems. They're setting up group sessions where peers can hang out with a dean or a counselor or a teacher and talk about things. So there's a great emphasis on that stuff. But the way that the mental health days are enacted would vary from place to place.
What about the idea of school resource officers? We were talking earlier with activists from Illinois who were attempting to try to deal with some of the violence that has occurred in schools with guns and knives and serious violence. And they believe that part of what's happened is the state has removed funding for a lot of school resource officers. There are people who are allergic to having cops on campus. What's the general reaction to that issue?
So this is a really fascinating and contentious issue around whether or not it's helpful to have police in schools. The nation's largest district, New York City, has for years had the NYPD stationed at each school for purposes of working as sort of a gatekeeper and also to provide security. So they prevent the people coming in who aren't supposed to be there, and they're also there to aid in addressing any criminal actions that could erupt in a school. Typically, in situations where metal detectors are used in schools, police also operate those to scan students on their way into class.
Ben, can you hang on with us for a few more minutes? Because I'd like to pursue some of this question about basic public safety in school and then the bigger questions about where are we going with American education and actually bringing it up to what the greatest country in the world would expect. We will be right back with Ben Chapman of the Wall Street Journal, veteran education writer, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 64 people are dead after tornadoes struck the state over the weekend. The Democratic governor saying tens of thousands of homes are without power due to the storms.
We think we have about 30,000 Kentucky homes that are without power.
There is no timetable for power to be restored as rubble and debris are still being cleared. Oxford High School murder suspect Ethan Crumbly appeared in a Michigan court for a probable cause conference. Appearing remotely, the 15-year-old dressed in an orange jumpsuit would only answer yes when asked if he understood the proceedings. The hearing is set to lay the groundwork for a preliminary hearing on December 20th, when a judge will determine if there's enough evidence to send him to trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by Ben Chapman, who reports on education issues for the Wall Street Journal. He had formerly done that before winning many awards for his reportage on our schools. He had been done the same thing for the New York Daily News. And Ben, we were just talking a little bit about school resource officers, about the idea of, in New York City and elsewhere across the country, they had provided to try to keep the students safer, some police resources at many campuses, now not so much. They've been turned away, and partially because there are folks who believe that it ruins the atmosphere of a school to have cops on campus. Where does that stand right now? What about the leaders in education? I don't even know if the Education Department federally has taken a position on this issue. Where are we going?
What happened was the sort of the critical mood in the country toward police that existed in many communities, you know, that we saw expressions of following George Floyd and all those things a year ago, sort of came one of the ways that that hit American classrooms was around this debate of police in schools. And police are not stationed in every school in the United States. They tend to be stationed in urban districts. They're not in every urban district, but they're in some places. So this isn't something that impacts everywhere. But basically around, you know, over the last couple of years, in the discussion over policing generally, part of that discussion was, you know, we don't necessarily want police in our schools anymore. The idea being that they, as you said, you know, contribute to like a darker atmosphere, or that they can escalate situations, or that they may even provoke, you know, situations. So this was sort of the argument. In response to this feeling, some large districts around the country said that they would remove police from the public schools. It remains an open question and sort of a game in play. As a reporter, I'm very hesitant to predict the future. But gazing into my crystal ball and sort of putting my finger in the air, what it sort of feels like is that some of this push to have police removed from public schools seems to be losing its steam, that you're not hearing about it as much anymore. That's sort of where I see that debate going. It may be simmering down, but I think that we will see a lasting sort of change in discipline procedures and safety procedures in public schools that tends to be sort of slowly moving from like a less punitive approach to a more supportive approach. And, the police are sort of seen as part of a more punitive system in some communities. And, so that's the general sort of slow trend.
Okay. In terms of general trends, we had over to the house this weekend a friend who had just spent a couple of years living and working in Poland. And we were talking a little bit about how proud Polish people are of their schools, which are generally ranked along with schools in South Korea and schools with Finland in particular, among the best in the world. Two-part question. Number one, mm-hmm. Do you know of any survey, study, evaluation that considers American schools the best in the world? And if not, why not?
I do not know of any survey that does that. To be fair, it wouldn't be exactly in my bailiwick to study such surveys. But I wouldn't say that I am aware of such a survey. I think that, there are, systems overseas. You mentioned a couple of them that are regarded as, gold standards. I think that the United States school system is viewed as uneven, which in fact it is. It's a system with, not a lot of central control. There's not a lot of central mandating going on from the federal government. We also, and so schools are operated locally, generally, and they're funded at the local level and at the state level, and they tend to be reflections of the community. As a country with a great deal of variety in our communities, the schools as reflections of those communities vary as well. So that's sort of the big picture sort of explanation for, why American schools generally have the character that they do. So I hope that sort of answers your question.
Well, there's also this question, which you hear a lot about regarding school violence, about the impact of social media. USA Today is reporting on Devious Licks, which is a source on TikTok that has urged students to smack a staff member. The nation's teachers are feeling burnt out by this kind of thing. Is it not just lockouts, but the increased reliance on social media during lockouts that has contributed to this mess right now?
That's an interesting question, and I think one, that people will be talking about for some time to come, along with so many of these other issues that we're studying right now in the midst of this historic and unprecedented time that we're living in, right? And with schools having not had a full school year in 3 years' time, and schools just being back in for about 3 months, a lot of these are still open questions. With regard to social media, it has undoubtedly changed the way that kids communicate with each other. This TikTok challenge is a real thing. I've seen communiques from districts to parents explaining, you know, a calendar that was associated with this, that each month had a different theme, you know, and that students were encouraged to share videos. And this has sort of created a forum where, you know, it's like passing a note in class, but, you know, in the 21st century version of that, where you can put your class is like, you know, the globe and your note is your TikTok video, right? So, you know, it's a brave new world, right? It's a new frontier. It's totally different than it used to be. And, you know, so that is...
And not necessarily better than it used to be. Ben Chapman, I appreciate your joining us on the show. Again, you can read his piece, his update on some of the causes for what seems to be a breakdown in some standards at schools across the country. And again, some of them very fine schools, like the school in Shreveport, Louisiana, Southwood High School, that he writes about. Again, posted at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, there's increasing voices that are saying that in answer to the question, when will the pandemic be over? When can we put this behind us? They're serious people, some of them former advisors to President Trump, who are saying it's never going to be over. No, really, never going to be over. And what does that mean exactly? We will get to that in just a moment here on the Michael Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung.
Well, fortunately, in this particular Christmas season, there's at least an interruption, if not a distraction, from the holiday spirit. This news out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's from television station WJAC in Johnstown. Authorities, teens charged in trespassing case were in the planning stage of school shooting. Authorities have provided new details about the investigation into the Westmont Hilltop High School trespassing incident, which they are now calling an alleged school shooting plot. Investigators say as a result of subsequent search warrants, a total of 5 AR-15 style firearms, a rifle, a shotgun, and additional ammunition were all seized from the home of 16-year-old Preston Heinbaugh. Police also confirmed that they can prove that Heinbaugh had access and control to at least 2 of the weapons at different points of time. Okay, this is obviously good news, and it's good news for this young man and his family. And one of his fellow students is also arrested. Because think about the difference between police acting ahead of time and grabbing an individual in this process, rather than letting it go forward the way that it did in Michigan, in Oxford. And look, this is one of the other factors that we haven't talked about, is when you talk about violence, there is, at every time there is a well-publicized incident like this, there are kids across the country who try, or at least think about, or at least discuss, or get in trouble because they're thinking about imitating it. They're copycats. Schools across Oregon have had to respond to multiple threats, real and false, in the past week following the tragedy at Oxford High School in Michigan, where a student shot and killed 4 people and injured 7 more. The event in Michigan had ripple effects through the country, with hypervigilance and a rise nationwide in similar copycat threats circulating via social media and word of mouth among students. Some of the students investigated are as young as 9 years old. Ohio, over the last week, at least 7 area school districts reported receiving threats that prompted law enforcement investigators, including Centerville, Fairborn, Kettering, and others. Some of those threats coming in the wake of the November 30th mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan have been posted and shared widely on social media. and Spokane Valley in our own state of Washington. In just the last few weeks, the area has had a hefty handful of threats to local schools, but we're not alone. Threats like these are rising all across the country. We hear about it at the time. School shootings like what happened in Michigan earlier this month, or in our own backyard at Freeman High School 3 years ago. School incidents, school threats, it seems they keep coming and coming in just the last couple of months alone. Now, a great deal of this, they say, even though the school shootings began long, long before anyone had ever heard of COVID-19, or before there even was a diagnosed COVID-19, but one of the things that we have now is the need for realism about where we are. There are people, I talk to them, and people that I meet at services and synagogue who are convinced that it's time to pull back because the COVID and all of its ramifications are much less. But then there's this front page story. All along, older people have been known to be more vulnerable to having severe cases of COVID-19. But the scale of loss is only now coming into full view. This from the New York Times. 75% of people who have died of the virus in the United States, or about 600,000 of the nearly 800,000 who have perished so far, have been 65 or over. 1 in 100 older Americans has died from COVID-19. For people younger than 65, the ratio is closer to 1 in 1,400. But we're still now at 800,000. This was the word from a very fine doctor and a very fine American, Scott Gottlieb, who was a former FDA commissioner, former advisor to President Trump. He addressed Pfizer's CEO, saying some may need a fourth COVID shot over time. Listen to Dr. Gottlieb. This is clip 20.
He's talked about the fourth dose specifically in reference to immunocompromised individuals. And in fact, we know that some people who are immunocompromised, organ transplant patients, for example, doctors are prescribing multiple doses for those patients because we know they don't get a good response to vaccines generally. And Israel's also looking at making a fourth dose available to a subset of the population who have immune-related disorders. What he also talked about was the possibility that this is going to become an annual vaccine. And I do think that this is going to be for a period of time something that we have to get revaccinated for on an annual basis, in part because immunity wanes, and in part because it's going to drift over time.
An annual vaccine. And this is what Dr. Gottlieb had to say regarding further mask mandates. Listen.
Most of those cases right now, cases are being driven by very dense epidemics in the Great Lakes region and New England. I think in those parts of the country, it is prudent to start taking steps to try to control the spread. There are certain states like New Hampshire and Massachusetts where the healthcare systems are beginning to get pressed. And mask mandates are the easiest thing we can do, sort of collective action that puts some downward pressure on spread. It would be a temporary measure just to try to preserve the healthcare systems at this point.
Yeah, again, what people are talking about is in the future bringing the rates down of COVID-19 and of serious illness, certainly of hospitalization and death, but recognizing that as with other shots, flu shots, we need to get new flu shots every year. Is it possible that in a more pressing basis, we'll actually need to be getting shots and booster shots and new booster shots every year? A number of the experts on COVID are now saying exactly that. In Britain and in Israel and other places that are more highly vaxxed, more highly protected, they are talking about a need now for not even treating the two shots as fully vaccinated. You'd be fully vaccinated with three. And it may be that next year would require a fourth shot. If that's what it takes to increase your chances of surviving, of escaping some of the really horrible pain and long-term impact of this dread disease, that's enormously important and something worth pursuing. An anti-vaxxer who treated his COVID infection with a bleach ingredient passed away. Another anti-vaxxer who was one of the lead officials holding up the vote count in Wayne County, Michigan, has died of 63 after taking an active role in discouraging other people from discouraging them from getting a vaccine and encouraging them to follow his unvaxxed example. Again, it's a situation that wouldn't you just wish that this holiday season could be free of it? Who knows? Maybe next year. Maybe at some point next year. But right now, there's other madness. There is a college Republican organization that is facing a full investigation at a major Catholic university in Missouri. And why? Well, because they were standing up against a group called the Sluts, and we're basically taking a different and politically incorrect point of view. We will get to that particular story. We will also get to the question of crime and the explosion of crime. And beyond the obvious, the defunding and demoralization for police departments, is there another deeper cause? We will get to that. And second-rate progressives. Why second-rate? Well, because they're recycling things that didn't work the first time. How? That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.